Well, Downtown Crossing is enjoying a renaissance, but with the sprouting of high-rises, the future of small-scale commercial streets in Downtown Crossing is in doubt. Tonight, the Boston Redevelopment Authority considers plans for a new tower on the corner of Washington and Bromfeld Streets. The proposed building would be 700 feet tall as the Millennium Tower, which is being completed across the street. The developer, Midwood, would have to get the height restriction in the neighborhood changed in order to build the project. It would go up on the rapidly changing street once described as Boston's Hobby Street. WBUR's Fred Tice reports.
Bromfeld Street is a short street. It's just two blocks long. And I'm standing here at the corner of Bromfeld and Washington, looking up at the Millennium Tower, which is almost completed. Well, diagonally across from the Millennium Tower, across Washington and Bromfeld, at 1 Bromfeld Street, there is a similar building being planned, another skyscraper, and that could portend huge changes for this little street where there's still just a little bit of the old Boston left. One of the places that would have to go would be the Bromfeld Pen Shop.
We'll probably have to move.
Fred Rosenthal's grandfather first opened the store in 1948.
I kind of took ownership in 1981. We were up the street at number 37. We moved here to number 5 in 1994.
The store opened in the days of fountain pens, and they still fill the cases along the walls and under the counters.
The store has undergone a lot of changes through the years. Back when I was in high school, working summers for my grandfather, he had 2 full-time pen repair people.
And people can still bring their pens to be repaired here?
Yep, we do have a full-time technician on site here, and we do a lot of pen repairs, and we restore old pens and sell vintage fountain pens.
And you can see him working as you walk by.
Yeah, his desk is in the window, so people walk by and they can see him doing his work. And he's very good at it. He's been doing it for 25, 30 years. And he learned from someone who was doing repairs for about 40 years before that. So it's just been passed down.
The store used to do a lot of wholesale business,
which kind of changed in the 80s with the superstores, the big box stores. So the business really boiled down at that point to just the retail fine pens.
Rosenthal says if his building is torn down to make way for the new tower, he'd try to stay on the street. Across the street at number 10 is Bromfeld Camera.
It's been a camera store actually since 1908. It's the oldest camera store in New England.
Steve Senemore's dad bought it in 1965.
We're the third owners. In the early 40s, there were 16 actually on the street. This was called Camera Row. Anybody in New England wanted a camera, anybody in the Boston area, this was the street they came to.
Even though digital is big now, they still process film.
Film is making a huge comeback with the kids. The college kids all want to shoot black and white film. And Polaroid, believe it or not. A company bought out Polaroid. It's called The Impossible Project. And right now they're producing pretty much all the films and more that Polaroid ever produced. And the kids now, they think it's a great thing, you know, to get these little fuzzy pictures that they get out of a plastic lens Polaroid. But we sell quite a bit of it.
What do they like about it?
Polaroid sort of renders colors different, and it's not razor sharp. It's a nice, soft effect. And they like those muted colors, and they like the sort of soft focus that you get for portraits and things like that. It used to take up to 60 seconds. Now it takes about 20 minutes to develop. But they love that idea, getting the picture immediately, which puzzles me because nothing's quicker than digital.
And do you sell any of those cameras?
Sure. We got a lineup of them. We actively search them out. 10 years ago, I wouldn't have given you a dollar for any one of them, but now they're hot commodities. We sell quite a few of them. Now, the film is really expensive now. It's about $3 per picture.
Senemore doesn't think the tower at 1 Bromfeld will bring immediate change.
Due to all the red tape involved between the state and the city, that'll be 5 or 10 years before that thing breaks ground.
Senemore doesn't think he'll be at the store by then. He does think the store will still be thriving. Across the street at the corner of Province Street is Andy Papertzian's baseball card shop. He's been working at the store since 1976.
It was a coin shop, And, you know, there was a sign on that window saying manager wanted to apply within. I was unemployed at the time, and I came in and got the job.
In 1981, he bought the store.
And I've always been a coin collector, so this was perfect for me because that was my hobby.
Perpertian remembers 4 or 5 coin shops on the street.
Bromfield Street was known for coins, cameras, collectibles, the pen shop. You know, it's a hobby place to go, Bromfield Street.
Collecting changed, and Perpertian started selling baseball cards and other collectibles. Behind the counter, there's a photo of Ted Williams in Korea in his Marine Corps pilot uniform.
We have political buttons, as you can see if you look around. We have all kinds of different things, not just coins and stamps.
Over the decades, the rent's gone up. Perpertian wants to sell his business. His store is surrounded by the Marliov. Strictly speaking, the restaurant is on Bosworth Street, but it has a long facade on Bromfield Street. It's been there since 1875. Scott Harrett bought it in 2008 and restored it to what he thinks it might have looked like in the 20s. He uncovered its once-hidden tin ceiling and its mosaic tile floor.
The ladies' entrance was on Bromfield Street. I guess during the 20s, roaring 20s, is when women started going out and eating. Up until then, it was men only, and they put an entrance down on Bromfield Street, and the women had to enter on Bromfield Street as opposed to the main entrance over here on Bosworth Street.
With all the renovations and new construction in the neighborhood, Harrett says it's a lot busier day and night than it was 8 years ago.
I hope it keeps the charm that it has. I don't have nothing against the high rises, but I don't want to lose that Boston feel, too.
That old Boston feel still lives, for now, on Bromfield Street.
That report from WBUR's Fred Tice. We'll be back in a short minute. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.